Melbourne Bedford. This is Monique.
Hi, Monique. This is Swan. How are you?
Oh, good. How can I help?
I have Cookie and Tweety. They have been very hormonal, and it's like Tweety has been for 2 months now. I separate him from before 5 weeks, and now I notice like Cookie, she's like plucking her feather. She was molting, and when the feather came, the new feather, she's plucked the feather, and there's a small amount of blood came out. And when the area she's plucked, it's like there's a black spot.
So is she bleeding still?
No, she's not bleeding. Like, she's after separating, like, for now 5 weeks, I noticed, like, she's sleeping more. She's plucked her feather. So I'm not sure if she's depressed or need to put implant. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we should probably get her seen, too, if she is sleeping a bit more. I could do Thursday at 4 o'clock, and if she gets any worse, you can give us a call to see if we've had any cancellations.
No, she's like, I don't think she's like sick more than she's depressed, because Tweety not with her and she was searching for him.
Okay, could you let them have some time out together and then like separate them for part of the day?
Yeah, when I put them, like, together, they back straight to their mating and searching for nest.
Yep. Has the vet ever talked to you guys about, like, a hormone implant or anything like that?
Last week I was in the clinic, and I asked what the options. She said, like, do the implant. So I'm not sure if I need to schedule first to see the doctor or...
Yeah, which bird was the one that they were thinking to do the implant?
Cookie.
Sorry, what was the bird's name again? Let's have a look.
And the surname?
Okay. Well, we probably do need like see Cookie back to decide if we're going to put the implant in to stop the hormones. So are you able to come in on Thursday?
Not really. I can't come on Friday.
Friday? I can only do the morning. Can you do the morning?
Yeah, I can do like 11 o'clock.
Yep, I can do 11 o'clock. So if you want... Yeah?
Just to make sure, does I bring Tweety and Cookie or... Cookie and Fluffy, because they are female, because the main issue, like Fluffy also, when Tweety has singing to Cookie, she's like making mating sound.
Well, do you want to bring all three of them, and then we can decide which one is the best one to implant?
Okay.
So if I put them down as, like, all three of them, and then we can decide, and you can have a chat with the vet and decide which one's the one who's kind of initiating everything.
Yeah, my main concern, because Tweety, last time he was get aggressive with the old bird, and he started hitting all of them. So I had to separate him from the other room.
Yeah, so probably it's the best to bring all three of them, so we can kind of figure out if Cookie's the best one to do the implant, or whether we need to do Tweety or Fluffy.
I don't think Fluffy need to see, because she's like making the mating sound just when Tweety sing. I think she's loving him, that's why. And he don't accept her, so he's like hitting her or something like that. Otherwise,
she's
acting normally.
So it's Tweety and Cookie that we need to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to bring them both, then we can kind of chat about which one to implant or whether we do both of them.
Okay. So just to see my budget, how much the implant will cost?
Let's have a look. So for the implant is, let me just see if I can figure it out. Anesthetic. It's about $290 for the implant and anesthetic, and then they'll just be the consult. Just having a look. Cause I think Cookie's been here recently.
She's no, last week I bring Pikachu, not Cookie.
Okay.
I just asked if it. I explain like the situation and see she. I think she need to put the implant.
Okay, so Tweety probably will be a revisit because we saw Tweety recently. So for Tweety, it's going to be about $350. And then if you wanted to do Cookie as well, it will probably be about, I'm just thinking, probably closer to $400.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you're happy with that, I've got you in for 11 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and just fast them for about 2 hours before the appointment, just in case we do need to do the implant.
Oh, okay. Even no water?
No food or water, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you so much.
All right, no worries. We'll see you then.
See you. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.